R4 AAE mobile.
4 AAE W4 SBX. How you doing, Steven?
SBX, this is KR4 AAE. I'm doing pretty good on this semi-cloudy afternoon.
It's warm today, I think about 63, I heard, and I got off work early today about 10 o'clock, and just been busy since, working on ham radio stuff and house stuff, and I heard you, and I think it's NOTR or something, Tom, but I couldn't talk to you at the time.
Yeah, no worries there. N0TR, that's Tom. He lives a few miles down the road from me. I chat with him every now and then. I was just goofing around with some antenna stuff and did not reach what I wanted to reach. So I'm gonna go back and think on it some more.
Tail end of that, you was talking about pointing your antenna a certain way. I don't know exactly what you're trying to do. I don't know if I'd be the one to ask for help, but what are you trying to do?
So I figured it'd just be I'm going to see what happens. Can I do it? So I got a Discone 300N omnidirectional antenna, and I went out and got a 40-foot paint pole extension and attached it to that and basically raised it up as high as I could. And I still could not reach the Mount Mitchell repeater. So I think to myself, maybe it's directional or try a different placement. So I was only able to get a couple placements tested today, but hopefully I can get a couple more done tomorrow.
You said a J-pole, I think, and then something before that, but how high do you got it?
Get them on the J-pole. This is a Discone antenna with some ground radials.
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that, but I tell you what, I'm really surprised you can't hit Mount Mitchell. There might be something else going on, but I hear my mobile, and I've got a magnet mount, a diamond magnet mount, it's a comet magnet mount, and whatever antenna, it's like stainless steel for 2 meters and 70 centimeters that came with my TH9800 or Radio Oddity or TYT, not TH9800, I'm sorry. But I hit that repeater pretty well, and I don't know.
Yeah, and the thing is that I can hear them on the mobile unit on the 2730A with the Comet antenna on the back. I can hear them. I think I was able to transmit into them. A little fuzzy, but I could still make it. So I know it's possible. I just need to find out what's going on. And I guess that's the beauty of this hobby is you sit, you tinker, you figure out, and you learn it.
Yeah, I'm fairly new myself, so I'm not no expert. You probably could ask somebody else. But I have learned one thing with VHF and UHF is height is might. You know, the higher you can get it, the better probably. But also, if you're on an HT, like a handy talkie, even in my car last night, this very last night, I was sitting out here and I was messing around with my radio. I'm like, I went from 10 meters to 2 meters, and I'm like, it still should be working. I tell you what's the truth, it drove me nuts for about 30 minutes. And I finally moved my car up just in my last little train of thought. I moved my car up about a foot, and boom, the Mount Mitchell repeater popped right back in. But it was something blocking the reception, I guess.
Yeah, and that's what it is with VHF, UHF. You move it just a little bit, and you can reach certain things. So I got a few more hypotheses I need to test out in a couple other placements and along the yard to see if I can get everything I need. Or not what I need, but what I want to reach and what I want to make happen.
Tell you what, I highly recommend the Ed Bong antennas, and if you're in an HOA, they're pretty inconspicuous. I've got one, well, I don't have one for 2 meters. I've got one for GMRS, which is like basically 70 centimeters, and I can use it 70 centimeters, no problem. It's about maybe 3 foot in length, PVC pipe, maybe 4. And it's up about 20 feet. So I guess what I'm trying to say is you could paint it to blend in with your house or whatever, but you could probably put something like that on the top of your house or wherever you're dwelling or wherever your room is or your shack is. And I wouldn't be surprised if you'd hit it real easy with that. Ed Bong antennas, I think, run around $75, maybe a little cheaper.
Yeah, copy that on the Ed Bong. That's what I've got in the that's what I got in the attic sitting right now, and I use it to check in on the net in the evenings. I haven't tried to mount that one on the 40-foot paint pole extension yet. That is on the list to try tomorrow if I get some more free time.
Hey man, 10 issues myself, my friend, but one of them is that where my Ed Bong GMRS antenna's up. It's I think about 22 feet up, and I mounted, it's like aluminum pole, so it ain't gonna bend, it ain't gonna rust, it's thick. And I don't have no way to get up there and change it out, because I just bought a brand new J pole, and I'm wanting to hook a Yagi antenna up for, you know, trying to track the International Space Station. But I've only got a 10-foot ladder. I'm trying to, I don't want to break all that concrete up. I got about 200 pounds of concrete around that thing.
For AAE. How much ladder you need? I've got one of the convertible step ladder to extension ladder. I got the tallest one I could find at the time because I needed it for some commercial stuff. You're welcome to it if you need it.
How does that get, Steve?
Good question. I'll have to go home and take a look. I know it probably goes 20 feet, maybe even 30. I'll have to go home and check.
Well, that would work if it's freestanding, but my antenna, you can't lean an extension ladder up to it. It has to be like, you know, the kind that folds out, or, you know, a scaffold type or something. But what kind is it?
I got it from Lowe's. It goes into an extension ladder, and it folds out into an A-frame, and I used it to put up a 15 or 20 foot skeleton for Halloween. Worked no problem.
Oh man, that would work. Yeah, I don't have a pickup truck though, I set up my 10 foot aluminum ladder, like an A-frame type, regular ladder, and I'm 6'2", and I figured I'd get all the way close to the top where it was, you know, still stable. And I was still lacking about 6 feet where I could mount that J-pole. And then also I have to, you know, disconnect the other coax and hook it up to the J-pole. And I guess I'm just going to pull that Ed Bong antenna down. Or I could leave it up there, but instead of buying new coax, unless I can find a way to jump, you know, two of them into my... hold on a minute. I know I'm about timing out. I'm just talking too much. But anyway, an antenna switch. But somebody smarter than me, there's got to be a way to do it where you're not running two pieces of coax that long to one radio. You know what I mean?
Know exactly what you mean, because I'm thinking about doing something similar. I think it's called a duplexer. I haven't had too much time to look into it. But if you want to send me a message on QRZ, I can give you my contact info over there, and I can get this ladder over to you. Or we can just wait till February first Monday in February and meet you at the club meeting.
That's excellent. Let me make sure I've got your call sign right to look you up on QRZ. It was KR... I'm sorry, excuse me. I'm tongue-twisted today. KR4AAE.
Affirmative.
But I heard a guy the other day had a KK in front of his call sign, but that must be an old one. But, you have a way to get it over here, though? I mean, I can give you gas money and stuff.
It'll fit in my car strategically. You're over in, what, Simpsonville, correct?
Yeah, I'm just barely off of Highway 14 in Simpsonville. I don't know if you know, where that Walmart neighborhood market is on 14 and Main Street. There's a Food Lion right across the street from it. I'm about a mile from it.
Yeah, not too familiar with the area. However, I do work by GSP Airport, so I can always shoot down 14 really quick one day and drop this ladder off to you or pick it up, whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, that's cool, man. You know, the way you're describing it, it might fit in my little Jeep Compass. I don't know. I was thinking something that was like so long you would need a pickup truck for.
Pulls down to about, 6 feet. The only thing is it's the bottom is going to be really wide, but I can usually slide the passenger seat all the way up and lay the seats down, and I can make it fit just perfect.
Probably a better idea. I'm still not sure if I could do it or not, with stuff in here, but shoot, I really appreciate that. I don't even know if you might have time on the weekend or something, just come over here, bring it, and help me run it up real quick, and then you can take it back home if that's an option.
Yeah, that is definitely an option. I'll have to see what the plans are for the weekend. I may be out that direction this weekend, who knows. But yeah, send me a message on QRZ, give me your contact info, and I'll give you a call either later tonight or sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, probably make it tomorrow afternoon because in about an hour I got to get on a 3-hour Zoom meeting. I'm studying for my extra class, and I got to do 3 hours on Zoom from like 6:30 to 9:30 or 6 to 9, something like that. And this weekend I'm not available either. I just forgot to tell you. My brother-in-law's sister had to move, and I've already committed to helping them move Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. But I ain't no real big hurry. But maybe the following weekend, if it would work for you.
Yeah, I think I can make either of those happen. About your extra exam, who are you doing the Zoom sessions with? Because I've been looking at the extra stuff, and some of that stuff is a little bit Greek to me.
Well, a friend of mine in New Hampshire, he runs a YouTube channel, N1JUR, Eric. He sent me the link, and it's like the National Science Museum or something. He sent me the link, and it runs 11 weeks and 3 hours each Thursday from like 6 to 9 or 6:30 to 9:30. I think it's 6 to 9, actually. And then, they don't really, they go through the book, the ARRARRL book, and they explain everything to you. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to do every week, but I've already read the book twice, so I don't know.
I'll keep that in mind because I'm thinking about trying the extra here in the month of February, but we'll see how that goes as I do the practice test and find out that I just need to answer two more questions right, and I got it, but then I take another one, and I got to make 5 more questions right. I'm like, okay, come on, man.
Yeah, Roger, that is the same thing happened to me. I'm assuming you're a general already, but if I can figure out how to do it, I'll send you the link, and the first 2 weeks you didn't miss nothing because the first 2 weeks and actually the third week, yeah, most of that stuff is pretty much common sense and stuff that you probably understand from tech in general. If I can find the link, I don't know if you have to enroll. I had to enroll for it, but it's free, so I don't know why you couldn't just jump in there on the Zoom if I send you the link.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. Thursdays are usually, but Thursdays will be hard for me because I got kid duty in the evening. But if it's on YouTube and it's recorded, I'll go and take a look at it. But Brad, I gotta get going here. Gotta go pick the kid up. So I'm gonna say 73 to you. Send me a message on QRZ and get your contact info and get that ladder down to you. This is KR4AAE for W4FBX. Clear on your final.
Yeah, Roger that, Stephen. Yeah, I appreciate it, and we'll stay in touch. I'm gonna make a note to send you my contact information and stuff, and just to let you know, I'm off every Saturday, Sunday, and Monday normally, unless we're working overtime. But besides that, yeah, might see you Monday, or I think it is Monday at the meeting. But otherwise, I'll still give you my contact information, and that way I'll have yours too. You can, you know, send me yours too. 73 to you, KR4AAE, W4SBX, clear.